And the church said, amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for everything that He does for us and still, and that He did for us as well. Because before He created us, He created a world for us. We're delighted to see those of you who have come. We thank you, visitors, for being with us today. And if you have any questions regarding the worship services, please don't hesitate to ask. And if you have any questions regarding my sermon, after we dismiss, you may ask me questions regarding what thus saith the Lord. I want to make heaven my eternal home of abode. I understand from the reading of the Bible, particularly in the New Testament and the last book of the Bible, we understand that there's going to be a day that God has designed and He has a record on every human being that has ever lived. And the record will be present. Everyone's record will be present according to that text in Revelation chapter 20. And we're going to be judged out of those things that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if He goes by that, it'll show in many cases where we ran this way, that way, that way, and here, there, and yon, when we were younger, and then we finally came to ourselves when let sense take over and wisdom, and we obeyed the gospel. And we're going to be judged by what we did and the final roundup. Not what we did at first, but if we live long enough to do the right thing, that's what we're going to be judged by. And we'll hear Him say, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Let me encourage you again. Please study the scriptures for yourself. If you have questions regarding the scripture as you study, get with a partner and you'll study together. And if that doesn't work, reluctantly call the preacher. But start with the elders first, and then the deacons, and then the preacher. And they'll be glad. We will be glad to come and share with you what thus saith the Word of God about eternal salvation. Eternity. It's not guess. Eternity. Foreverness. Human beings did not design us to disappear. He designed us to love Him and to faithfully serve Him without hesitation. Without hesitating, without complaining, He designed the world so that we would have a lovely, lovely, loving place to live. If it becomes fouled up, we did it. But God designed it for us to live here forever. But being God, He knew we wouldn't, but He still designed it. So much so that we don't hurry up to leave. We get sick, and the doctor say castor oil, and it tastes terrible. Well, we take it because we don't like to leave once we get here so soon. But I think I just could have just said that, made that sentence, we don't like to leave here, and left it there. And God has made a way. He has made a way for us to live with Him forever in glory land. Now we think this is something fantastic. When I say this, I mean the earth, living on planet earth. We think this is fantastic. And it is. But I want to see what the other place is going to be like. And matter of fact, I already know I don't want to leave. You get that? You might miss that. You don't want to leave heaven because there's only one other place to go. And maybe you don't like long names. Well, you'll be satisfied. If you don't live right, you'll be satisfied. You want to have a long name. Matter of fact, you can spell it, I think, with four letters. Quick. With the other one, I don't remember how many, but it has more than four. That's what I remember about the other place where I would recommend you live your life to go. Two. And as a result of hearing the Lord say, come unto me. Oh, you that labor and has worked hard, labor to come on in. Come on in! You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Brothers and sisters, God is going to judge me just like he judged you. How I live my life and how I do his will and do his work. I labor to do all of those in such a way that God is well pleased. I thank the Lord that he gave me, he blessed me. Where am I going? He dressed me with a helper. Oh, you think I'm going to say Sister Brown, don't you? Well, I got something to tell you. You're right. You're right. And you see, from where I stand, I can see everybody. You know, but I look down. I look like I'm looking down here. You see, just a few minutes ago, I was looking over there. See how these things, these round things in here? Here, back here. They can go like that. They can come back over here. Praise God. You need a good helper. So be careful who you say, let's get married. I call your attention to Genesis chapter 1 this morning for just a few minutes. Genesis chapter 1. That's the first book of the Bible. And at your leisure, you can read verses 26 through 31. That heap of verses, 26 to 31. The writer is Moses. He did not get his ideas regarding creation from earlier people. It was revealed to him by God. God designed, God created a stable, dependable universe. Especially created the universe especially for human beings. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, sir. From Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. To Genesis chapter 1 and verse 25, God created just by saying the words, let there be, let there be, let there be. He spoke as one having authority, and he does. One day, number 5, the sea was replenished with its fish, and the air with the fowls in the river. On the first part of the day, and number six, the beast of the earth, the cattle, and the creeping things that pertain to the earth, all of those were created just by God speaking the words. On day number six, God speaks with consolation. God speaks and he says a phrase that we haven't heard him say or read that he said. In chapter number six, I believe it is, God speaks with consultation and he said, let us. No more, let me. 26, is it at 26, isn't it? 26. And I wrote on my neck. I wrote six on my on my notes. God says, let us make man. How are you going to make him, God? How us going to make him? Let us make man in our image. Our image. God, Jesus Christ, the heavenly host, had always existed. God says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Isn't that something? He didn't have to do that. Of all the things that he had created, the birds of the air, the fish in the sea, all kind of fish, different kind of fish, different kind of birds, all of that he had created. But when it came to human beings, we find that word, us. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Man is created. Did you get that? I'm going to create somebody. I'm going to create a being that will have the capability to live and act similarly to how we act. That's what God did when it came to us. He didn't consult. The Bible does not infer that he consulted his son about anything else. Until he got to human beings. God now speaks as one having affection before as having just authority. Hello? He wants Jesus, his son, involved with this. The other creating. We have no record of him saying, let us, let us. Let us make man after our likeness. Does that say something to you?
Yes, sir.
There's a sermon. There is a sermon all wrapped up in that one verse. Let us make man to act like us, to be capable of being able to do some things just like us. And nothing else did God make or create that could do that. Man, God now, after 5 days of work, comes to the point, comes to the purpose of the reason of the other things that he's done for the other 5 days. This is where I was headed. I'm going to create a human being. We don't get that from any of the verses before verse 26. All that has gone on before has been for this particular moment, for this particular event. Let us make man. From Genesis 1 to Genesis 25, everything done for 5 days was preliminary to the creation of human beings. Doesn't that say something to you about you? Doesn't that say that you must be something special? Not only something special, but somebody special. a special creature like no other creature on planet Earth. Human beings. Realize it, understand it, look like it, act like it, and talk like it. Everything done in 5 days was preliminary to this event. The creation of humanity, flesh and spirit, heaven and earth, must be put together in Him. In Him. Because I want Him to be able to obey me and live like I would have Him to live, like my Son, Jesus Christ. Let us make man. Church, let us live like His Son. Sisters, us live like His Son. Brothers, live like His Son. Us. God says, let us make man. And He said it in such a way and in such a time to let us know that we are special. We are special. God did not create us to live like that. You understand that? Doesn't that say something to you? Now, since we did disobey, I wonder what, I don't want to interfere with it, but I wonder what God had for us if we had not, pardon the expression, messed up initially. What will the world be like if we obeyed God from the beginning? Woo! And we think we're doing something when we do it now. But I guarantee you, when we go home and be with the Lord, we can talk about that. Man was and is made in God's image, in God's likeness, expressing the same thing. What? Man has the nearest resemblance to God than any other thing on planet Earth. We resemble God like none other. Man is not made in the likeness of any creature that He had made beforehand. When you read Genesis chapter 1, you read nothing about another creature being created and look like us. Isn't that wonderful? You wouldn't want to look like a giraffe, a cat. Man was not made in the likeness of any other creature. Think about that. Think about who you are. Think about whose you are. Man's likeness is that of his Creator, yes, sir. God Almighty. He had a son. He had an only begotten son. And His only begotten Son came to earth and lived for 33 years. And nobody that I can read thought He was a monkey or a giraffe. So we look like His Son that He sent to live like us. God does not have a physical body. Therefore, we image God in our soul. God said, let us create man, and then let man have dominion over all things that we have created. Isn't that something? God is not stingy, is He? Let us make man, and then let him have everything that we have created. Let him handle it, deal with it, enjoy it. God's image upon man consists in knowledge, righteousness, and true holiness. No other creature on planet Earth has the ability to hear God's word, believe it, receive it, and obey it, and live a holy and righteous life. No other creature. Just us. Does that make you think? Does that make you feel as special? Does that encourage you to do the right thing? To do His will? No other creature on planet Earth has that capability except humanity. Knowledge, righteousness, and true holiness. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off what? The old man. But not only did you put off the old man, what else did you put off? Oh, come on, church. Wake up. And his deeds. We trust you did do that. We have the privilege of hearing the gospel, believing it, receiving it, and obeying it, being buried in water baptism and coming up, and God adopts us. He adopts us as his child. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. And there are churches, and there are so many churches on planet Earth, and so many names for God's church that we don't read about in the Bible. God has made man upright. But we don't always walk upright. Talk upright. Or act like we got some sense, which is upright. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 21, for those of you taking note. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then have you disobeyed? How then art thou turned into a degenerate plant? This is God talking now. Of a strange vine unto me. What happened? Owing to the blessedness of God. Owing to the blessedness which God gave in the beginning. Salvation. And do you believe human beings try to, pardon my colloquialism, mess up the salvation plan? The plan that allows us to come back into a right relationship with God, even though we've sinned. Yes, sir. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 21. Your Bible says, yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then art thou turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine? Unto me, God talking. God said in the beginning, be faithful and fruitful. Be faithful and multiply. When God said, be fruitful and multiply, much had already been done. Much had already been given. God had already given us the whole world, the universe. Everything we needed, food, water, you name it. And we had a relationship with our Heavenly Father, most of all. In the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets and holy scriptures. Concerning what? Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. The writer who wrote Matthew around AD 60, I believe it is, And Mark was written around AD 63. Luke was written around AD 58. John from AD to about 90 AD wrote John, 1 John that is, and 2 John. And he got so happy he wrote a 3 John. And Revelation also. Genealogies, watch this now. Matthew and Luke trace Jesus' ancestry. Mary, Matthew chapter 1, verse 2 through 17, for those of you who are reading it. And Luke chapter 3, verses 23 to 37, you can read this at your leisure, but these are not, several verses. Mary and Joseph as well. And then God said to Adam, be what? When he crucified Adam, Adam came to be, to recognize his be. He has come into existence. Adam, you know what you want to do? You know what you can do? I'm going to tell you what you do. The first thing, I believe, that God told Adam to do was what? To be fruitful and multiply. Adam, fruitful and multiply. Adam knew his wife, and human life began on planet Earth. And I'm not sure how to say the next part of it, because Adam got busy. Look at the world as it stands now. Had it not been for Adam and Eve doing what God told them to do in that arena, there would not be. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus chose 12 men. Thousands of years later, he came to earth, lived on planet earth for 33 years. He chose 12 men to teach, to train, to carry his message, all because of man's disobedience. But we thank God he didn't wipe us all out. Jesus chose 12 men to go teach on all nations what thus saith the Lord, what God would have you to do as you live on planet Earth. And it's all because of what you did. So you see, church, it's a terrible thing to disobey God. I'm wrapping up. As of what they did, untold millions had the seed planted into their heart, germinated, and brought forth fruit. And the fruit that he brought forth became so disobedient that God still loved us. And because of his still loving us, he sent his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son to die like a common criminal. Die and had not committed one sin. Came to help us. All because of disobedience. You can wake up now. Urge your neighbor. I'm closing. Jesus chose, as I said heretofore, 12 men to go here, there, and yon, and the law and the world in which he lived, teaching them, preaching the gospel. And those who heard his word, believed it, received it, and obeyed it, God added them to the church of Christ. God added them to the church of Christ. Yes, sir. Thousands of years ago, that happened. They heard the gospel, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. Thousands of years later, somebody taught you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And many of you, and most of you perhaps, heard it, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. You have done what Jesus gave you the privilege of doing by his coming, teaching, training, dying, resurrection, and going on back to the Father. All because of the love of God and the actions of the Son, of his only begotten Son, gives us the privilege and the opportunity to hear the gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Live after we obey it. Live according to its instructions. When we leave this world, if we follow his instructions after we obey the gospel, listen to this. According to Revelation chapter 20, again, there's going to be a great resurrection day in which God will judge the world in righteousness. And the Bible tells us, that same text, chapter 20, tells us that God keeps a record, as if he needed to. God keeps a record on every human being. And the books were open. And we're going to be judged out of that which is written in the books. What does that tell us? That tells us we won't have to remember how we lived on Sunday evening in Richmond, Virginia. Well, I came to church on Sunday morning. But you see, I had some very important business to take care of. So I just went on and took, I put me first. Hello? Listen carefully. I want to make heaven my eternal home. I don't like to get burned by the fire on earth. You know, you strike a match and might forget it, and then it woo! I can stop it. But ahead of us, judgment day, God has a record on every one of us. Read Revelation chapter 20. You don't read nothing else. Chapter 20. And I don't want to be around fire on resurrection day. I want to hear two words from God. And you know what they are? Amen. Well done. Well done. I won't even bother him to say you have been faithful of a few things. I just want to say, well done. Yes. I'll already know that if it's a well done, I know the rest. Amen. Brothers and sisters, listen, you can't be, God is not, no, I've got to find another word for that. God can't be fooled. God knows how we live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God knows how we live. And even when we come to worship, he knows how we live. Now, I look at you and you're looking at me. You look like you're paying attention. But you're thinking, of why don't he get up? Why don't he help him quit? And what you going to have for dinner? Brothers and sisters, this is serious. Ladies and gentlemen who are visiting, this is serious. Jesus came and he established one church.
through the preaching of his apostles. One church. Church of Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's the only church.
Amen.
That Jesus had his apostle to preach. The church of Christ. He taught them, trained them, and then told them to wait in Jerusalem. And I believe Acts chapter what is it? 2? 3? Acts chapter 1. He told them to wait until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Why wait to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? Because I want you to go and preach my gospel. And I want you to preach it just like I told you. And to make sure, he sent them a strong memory. You see, we can forget things you tell me today and tell me back tonight. Oh, what did you tell me? What did you say? He says, go to Jerusalem and wait till you're baptized with the Holy Spirit that will guide you into all truth and bring everything that I've taught you to your remembrance. He didn't make those men that followed his instructions. They went to Jerusalem, waited until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And they read that happened in Acts chapter 1, I believe is the last two verses of Acts chapter 1. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And with many other words, they began to preach the gospel for the first time on planet Earth. And it flows over into Acts chapter 2. And it flows over to Richmond, Virginia. Amen. It runs over whatever address. I don't remember what address is now. I'm talking about my sermon. Talk about God. Are you all still awake? Do you still understand what joy it is and how meaningful it is to be in the church of Christ when God calls you faithfully so that you can hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant? There's only two places that God has designed for eternity. You don't want to go to one of them. And in one of them, whoever hears him say, well done, they won't exchange to you, I'm your mama. I'm your daddy. That's over. This is eternity. Where are you this morning? Are you a member of the Lord's church? Are you a faithful member of the Lord's church? Are you living your life in such a way that God is well pleased? You don't have to impress us. Praise the Lord. Now my 30 minutes is out. Look out. Brothers and sisters, this is serious business. This is serious business. And when you leave this world, it's over. You can't come back and correct nothing. It's God's takeover. God takes over.
That's right.
And he takes over from his record. That's already completed when you die. Are you a member of the Church of Christ? What do you tell God at the judgment? Well, I plan to do this. I'm going to obey the gospel. I'm going to be faithful. And I'm too busy to come back. This is not a member of the Church of Christ. I'm too busy to come back to night church. And you work 8 hours a day for a few dollars. 8 hours a day for a few dollars. But it's too long and too far to come back to night church. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ, he tells you up front, I keep the record. I have my record, and I'm going to have it open. My record is going to be open at the judgment, at judgment time. He tells us that. So when Brother Brown preached more than 20 minutes, and you start, I won't say what you start, But you start doing what you start that heaven ain't how pleased with. I say, deal with heaven with. I'm just going to preach the gospel. All to God's unchanging hand. Are you there? If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, I want to encourage you, do that today. I know you plan to do it Thursday, or you plan to do it next, you know, you might next payday. How do you know? How do you know you're going to have that kind of mindset of obeying the gospel? Jesus says, in the day that you hear my voice, do what? Don't be hard-headed. That's what he says. Don't be hard-headed. So now, what does that mean? That means that when I hear your voice, obey it. Harden not your heart. When I don't obey it, and I hear your gospel, I'm hard-headed. That's disobedience. Are you all following that? That's disobedience. You trying to scare me? No, I'm just trying to keep you from going to that hot place. And I'm trying also, more importantly at the moment, is to get you saved and encourage you to encourage others to obey the gospel. The lesson is yours. Let us together stand. You got your fight on, but whatever you have was fine.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
You don't have to wait until the singing starts. The privilege is yours. Even when I'm preaching, if you want to raise your obey the gospel before I finish, raise your hand.
There's power,
and I'll stop.
Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power,
wonder
working power in the precious blood
of the
Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Oh, yes. All power in heaven and earth.
There is
power. Wonder-working
power in the blood
of the Lamb.
The Lamb. There is
power,
wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. We thank you for your time and your attention. And if you have any questions for me regarding what I have preached today, I'll be waiting, fellowshipping. And I won't run out. And prayerfully, I won't embarrass you in my response to your questions.